Blake Shelton on 95.3 The Bull, the State Lines Country, and it is time to talk symphony. Oh, yes. Don't you love the big music?
I do.
The symphony.
Let it play out.
Oh, the music of John Williams, and we bring in the Rockford Symphony and Marketing Director Angie Tyson is here. Hi, Angie. How are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. So, John Williams, that's who's playing the Olympic theme here, and you say John Williams has a whole bunch of other songs, too, in his repertoire.
Absolutely. If you think you don't know John Williams, trust me, you do. If you've seen Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jaws, Saving Private Ryan, any of those are John Williams, and you can hear them next Saturday, February 11th.
I admit, wow. I don't know the song for Saving Private Ryan. I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, actually, that's going to be an interesting one because we have a choir of local youth coming in to sing along with the symphony and sing one of those songs. So I think you'll know if you heard it.
Wow. Okay, so again, you guys, the Rockford Symphony Orchestra is putting on a performance of the best of John Williams' music. How do you curate something? He's got such a profound list.
He does. How do you knock that down to one concert?
Yeah.
Right. Well, we have a great conductor, Kevin Stites. The name might be familiar to some. He's a local guy who's done really well in Broadway and film and TV. And he came through with Kristen Chenoweth a couple of years ago. And he also came back and conducted the Pecatonic High School play recently. Mm-hmm. So he's retired back to the area. And he's our conductor. And it was his job to whittle it down and come up with the best of the best.
And didn't you just announce a new conductor as well?
We did. We had over a year-long search. We had 9 different finalists coming through Rockford. And then just 2 weeks ago, we named Yaniv Attar as our new conductor. He'll take over from Steve Larson, who was here for 30 years. So,
wow.
Big shoes to fill for Yaniv.
We had a chance to hang out a little bit with the new conductor at the Mystery Dinner.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
you guys had a great table. Yeah.
Fun guy. He was so into his role.
He's a big sport. Yeah, he ended up dying that night.
He did.
Well,
rest assured, he's back to life now.
He's back. Funny story, though. His son wrote a newspaper. He lives in Bellingham, Washington, and wrote into the local newspaper and said that his dad had died in Rockford, Illinois.
Oh.
It was kind of a thing there, kind of a joke. So.
Yeah. The dinner, Mystery Theater.
Yes.
It was so much fun.
We did not guess the right person, though. Steve was adamant that we guess, was it Annie?
The assistant?
Oh, yeah, wasn't
the assistant?
Yeah.
No. But a lot of fun, though, that we had that night.
A lot of fun. We made a lot of money for music and education. The symphony is trying to help rebuild music programs after COVID. So all the money went towards that.
How many people are in the Rockford Symphony Orchestra?
So at any given time, we can have 60 to 65 musicians, depending on what they're going to play. Depends on how many we contract for each concert.
Wow, that's a lot of pieces.
A lot of pieces, and they're all very professional. That's what they do for a living. You know, it's not just hobbyists. These are professionals.
Sure.
Yeah.
So when they get the contract, they get the sheet music, and they have to learn on their own, then everybody comes together, and then you kind of stick out as, oh, you didn't do your homework.
Right?
That is exactly right. And a good conductor can hear that from each area. You know, their ear has to hear that.
Sure.
So,
my question now is, obviously, we're a country station, but maybe not everybody out there is super tuned into classical music, though this is a pretty awesome concert to go to.
Absolutely.
With all these familiar tunes being played. What are some things, if I wanted to go and see this performance, what are some things that I should know before I go?
Great question. Thank you for asking that, because at the symphony, we're trying to make it accessible to everybody. You do not have to come dressed up. You can come in jeans. You can come in however you're comfortable. When you feel like clapping, when you feel like you know, letting the musicians know that you enjoyed it, you can do it. There's no hard and fast rules at the symphony. We just want you to come and have a good time hearing live music. And this would be a great first concert if you've never been.
Definitely.
Or a great 100th concert if you come all the time.
So you're telling me, like, Thurston Howell's like, lovey, they've let in Ryan again.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, we don't do that. We'll let Ryan in. And what you're wearing today would be awesome. You
Sweet.
Look great. He's got
Sweet.
On a vest and jeans, and he'd look great. Yeah.
Well, next time, put on shoes for the show, then. Just
saying. I will. I'm sorry. I know it kind of smells in here.
The Rockford Symphony Orchestra has this incredible show coming up. They perform at the Coronado Performing Arts Center. The sound there when the symphony plays is truly magnificent. You need to experience it. It goes right
Absolutely.
To the heart, your bone. It hits your soul. It's so
yes,
good.
Every one of our conductors that came through was just like, like they would just stand on the stage and stare out at it and go, wow, to be able to conduct here would be a real honor. So we're very lucky in Rockford.
So how do we get tickets for the John Williams show?
So you can get tickets by going to our website, rockfordsymphony.com.
rockfordsymphony.com.
Yes.
You're going to have a series, of course, the 4th of July. They do incredible patriotic music.
But absolutely,
are you
yeah.
doing something else too?
Yeah, we'll be having that again. We're working out the dates. It's usually July 3rd, but we're not sure yet because of the way the 4th falls this year. Mm. But yeah, we always have that concert that people look forward to every year.
So
love
the,
it.
The concert at hand, this John Williams performance again, is coming up on which date?
February 11th. Mm-hmm. So great Valentine's weekend.
Right.
Be great gifts for a guy or a girl. Anyone who watches movies will enjoy this concert.
Well, there you go. It's the day before the Super Bowl. So before you put your wife through watching football for 3 hours, come out and watch some classical music.
Good idea, Ryan. Yeah, butter her up. Yeah.
And if you are a sports fan, get ready. You're going to hear the Olympic theme, no doubt.
All right. Yes, you will hear that.
Best of both worlds for you.
There we go.
That's John Williams right there. Hear more of it with the Rockford Symphony Orchestra. Thank you so much, Angie Tyson, for popping in. You have a carte blanche to stampede in here anytime you want and be a part of this.
Thanks. Party. I'm going to take you up on that.
You should.
Guest conductor? Right here. I could do that.
Oh, sure.
I played band in sixth grade. I got this.
Well, oh, yeah. You got that.
I played the saxophone for 2 weeks.
There we go. We'll bring you both in.
Sweet.
All right, with the 95.3 The Bull.